Manu Patra alerts dated the 31st of July 2018. Supreme Court has said that the practice of female genital mutilation in Ohri Bohra Muslim community is violative of Article 21 and 15 of the Constitution that guarantees protection of life and personal liberty and prohibits discrimination on grounds of religion, race, caste, sex or place of birth. Supreme Court has observed that a criminal court including High Court cannot recall an earlier order invoking Section 362 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, on the ground that it was patently erroneous. Supreme Court has held that onus of proving a tax exemption where the guidelines aren't clear would be on the lessee, and he cannot claim the benefit of any such ambiguity in provisions. Supreme Court has directed former Telecom Minister Dayanidhi Maran and his brother Kalanithi Maran to stand trial for running an illegal BSNL telephone exchange from their house in Chennai between 2004 to 2006. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a plea seeking action against Paid News after which the petitioner withdrew it to approach an appropriate forum. Supreme Court has directed Supertech Limited to deposit 7 crore rupees by the 5th of September to refund 111 home buyers who had taken loans from banks and opted out of its building project in Uttar Pradesh's Noida area. Supreme Court has turned down the center's proposal to submit the Shri Krishna Committee report on nature protection. Supreme Court has named 3 government officers as the nodal officers in charge of all matters pertaining to upkeep and maintenance of Taj Mahal, which is turning yellow in color due to multiple sources of pollution. Supreme Court has sought a comprehensive report from the center and states on the condition of prisons and observation homes across the country. Karnataka High Court has said that a prior permit to run an auto rickshaw in Bengaluru city is not required to purchase and get it registered by the RTO. Delhi High Court has said that emergency efforts are required to ensure drains here are free of obstructions to stop rainwater and sewage from stagnating on roads. Delhi High Court has issued notices to Flipkart and Amazon besides the center in a PIL, which alleged violation of FDI norms by the e-commerce giants. Bombay High Court has held that an eyewitness cannot circuitously impugn or appeal against a judgment of acquittal and seek a retrial under Section 378 of the CRPC. Madras High Court has ruled that students who have secured a community certificate from another state cannot use the same to secure MBBS admission under reserved categories in Tamil Nadu. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has said that the Committee of Creditors, COC, should consider the first batch of resolution plans I'm Bhushan Power and Steel case. National Company Law Tribunal has given the green signal to merger of a limited liability partnership with a private company. Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, has extended the last date for filing GST R6 by input service distributors for the months of July 2017 to August 2018 until the 30th day of September 2018. Lok Sabha has passed the Criminal Law Amendment Bill, clearing the way to award death penalty to convicts of child rapes in the country. Lok Sabha has passed a bill seeking to replace the Central Council of Homeopathy, CCH, with a board of governors and aimed at bringing accountability and quality in homeopathy education system.